Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, it's the end of summer, guys. Oh. Love Island's over. It's a sad day. So Love Island, UK, the only one that matters.
I'm so sad. It. I loved it, too.
I loved it. I guess I'm very happy. I think it was a strong showing. I came fully around on Ikan Su and Davide.
They are the only winners I would have been happy with.
I'm rooting for them all the way.
I would have been happy with them or the Blondies. I have jumped ship on little bitch Gemma and little bitch
Face.
Why?
What happened?
I'm just so sick of her. It was like she was at a little horse race and little rich Gemma. It was so nice to watch her lose on a national worldwide platform.
Wow, what happened?
That little bitch has never lost anything in her stupid life. There's something about people that will show no emotion, show nothing in life. They're just even keel. At least Ikan Su, that's why people love her. That's why they won, because they're real. Little bitch yeah. Gemma and Luca, just the way that they acted after a while, she doesn't like him. She used his in that relationship just to ride it along. Do you think she liked him? And just after a while, the spoiled little brat, I liked her and Paige's relationship. I like her, but after a while, it's like she's robotic. I was done with it. Show me some freaking personality after a while.
Yeah,
and Luca
just has a very like dry British personality. Like that is dead. A thing.
There's still people who are alive though.
Oh no, yeah. I mean, but she's the epitome of that type of vibe. I just loved
her. She's too pampered to really even show. She's just been her ass kissed and pampered, and she's never lost anything. And she got a horse when she was 5, and she's got everything, and she's got a BMW when she turned 16.
Yeah,
and
she's just a spoiled like a little bitch. Like, I don't think she would be an asshole.
I don't think she's a bad person, but I was so happy she didn't win.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. I just thought of it more from like a compatibility, like longevity standpoint.
You're like, oh God, who cares, Justine?
I
don't know.
Like
after a while, it's just
Luca
like,
is
she obviously,
her.
He's not the one for her at all. His personality is not the one for her. And I just wish she would have risked getting off the show to dump his little whiny ass.
It is telling that she stayed to the end, but I mean, look at what this launches for people. Like, this is not just we're not watching Love Island. Like, this creates the next generation
of
UK celebrities. So it's like, it's a getting to the end is a big deal. You can make a ton of money. You can be famous. You can next thing you know, you got a Molly May tan shit. You know?
Yeah. Right. I think I was surprised at Ikan Su who's taken the horse. I guess Gemma, when she did her talent show thing.
Yeah.
That showed some personality. I'd like to see more of that. Did. That was cute. Yeah. I don't hate her, but I hate her and Luca. And Luca is the reason they lost. If she would have
absolutely
hitched that horse to someone else.
Yep. She would have won.
She could have won something.
Over. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Absolutely.
He lost it for him in those last episodes. I was unwatchable. I hate him.
I mean, I have to say there's 5 episodes there that can be cut from the season.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be 60 episodes. When it's down to the 4 couples, just hop right to the finale. It's boring. No one needs, maybe you give us one final date episode, but I was fast forwarding my way through those too. The only one I watched was Davide and Ikan Su, and I was transfixed. I loved it.
That is so funny. Me too. They were the only people I cared about watching. The other people I could puke.
I could care less. It was just, but that was like a real, I felt like that was an authentic moment between them where it was like really hit them. It was the scene. It was everything where they were truly like, oh shit, maybe we actually are a thing. And like,
you know what?
Emotions. I loved it.
I wonder if Molly and them, I remember, God, I can never remember her name from last season. The blonde, the people that won. They always give the winners.
Yeah.
Millie. God, I can't remember her name. They give them the dark date, the nighttime date. It's like they set it up to win, that they brainwash us all to think that, because all those daytime dates are garbage.
Sweating their ass
baking
off,
in the sun.
In the sun.
The nighttime date, they should all be at night. That's romance.
And there's a different vibe at night. And like, honestly, if you're going to trap people, which I love, if you're going to keep people in a house for 8 weeks, the last date, they should get an overnight somewhere. They should get to like escape, like a bachelor style. You want to see like, that's what we give us that. That'd be
fun. You are so right. You're 100% right.
Why do they get 2 hours of leave? You know, let them go. Okay. Have you? Okay. So two questions. That long. How did you feel? Because you found out before it aired. Like,
I was so happy
how you watched the rest of the episode.
It might have, which sucks. Yeah. I wish I would have been shocked. I really, next season we have to watch live somehow.
I know, we got to. We're gonna have to step up and get the freaking VPN.
Yeah, because it ruins it. I can't even, or I have to just hide. But it was. Like,
I mean, I successfully avoided. I did not see one thing, and then it felt like welcoming friends into my life, because as soon as I watched the finale, I searched them all on Instagram and started following them, and I was like, here we go, like, you know, see what happens. But I really successfully, I can't believe I didn't find out, but I didn't.
Yeah,
I saw one. You remember when I texted you and I was like, I saw something that pissed me off because I looked it up. What I'd seen
what was
that Paige left with Adam, but the headline was like, they're happy on the outside or something. And for a second there, I thought maybe they won. So
that was a long time ago that you saw that, though.
I know.
That was way before she left, I think, right?
Yeah, it was before she left.
They didn't leave together. Oh, they did leave together. Duh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was that long. That feels like that was a year ago.
I know.
Jax effed her over. They would have been in the final four. I don't know who would have got kicked out. Paige deserved to be there.
She did.
I don't know.
Have you seen the Jack shit on this, like, on social media? I guess he's like Jack. He's Jax. He's in a bunch of heat for, I don't know, making fun of some of the talent show performances or something. Like, when you said he's gonna end up on Love After Lockup UK, I died, because I think you may be right. I don't know.
Well, he's got that energy, but why can't he make fun of the people? It's embarrassing.
No. I think there was something about, like, he was making fun of Tasha because she's deaf or something like that.
Oh, that's horrible. That's terrible.
The talent shows was cute. Were terrible. Oh, horrible. She can dance. She's a freaking, why wouldn't they let her, like, actually do her talent? Danica got to dance. I thought that whole episode made me uncomfortable.
Danica got to strip and show her asshole.
Right.
Danica's was funny, but she probably did last too long. The talent show, Luca, embarrassing as all hell.
Yeah.
The recorder. What else happened? The magician.
It was pretty amazing.
It entertained me more than I thought it would, but it's embarrassing. Yeah.
At the end of the day, the four finalists plus Paige, or like Paige being the three finalists for whatever.
She's in there.
They were all OGs. And it shows you pretty much every year, it is hard to penetrate past week like two. Once 2 weeks are out, like, you may get a hot minute, but you're eventually leaving. No matter
it's
what.
It's always the hot bombshell. Molly Mae came in as the bombshell, and Ekin Sue. Did.
Yeah, that's right.
I would have thought Ekin was first. They save her. She's like a little golden ticket.
I know. She was great. She really grew on me.
And they would have got kicked out. See, the other people voted them, which we got to love that. Hearing them talk about their relationship.
Yeah.
Because I love them. I supposedly they're moving in together. I hope it lasts.
That. Me too. Because there's something like, you know, it's not always going to be roses and, you know, like, you are going to fight with people, and you got to figure out a way to, like, not be annoyed forever. And they do a good job of, like, beefing and be like, oh, Davide. And they're just like laughing at each other. You know, like, I really do think they have something. I believe in it.
Really cute. And the way, and her parents and his mom
cute,
and everyone
cute.
Together, they were really cute. Yeah. Love Paige's mom. He is such a snake.
Loved Paige's mom. I also thought, like, I think Tasha, even though I don't like them as a couple, I think Tasha they're and Andrew could last because their parents were, like, walking in like fast friends. Like, they've never, they seem similar in terms of their backgrounds.
They didn't bother me as much towards the end, probably because they weren't a focal point.
Yeah, no, they bothered me less. The peak annoyance. But I mean, listen, he sucked a tit or whatever he said. That was all time line. I will never forget that.
The best. That was the best. Gemma's dad seems like the boss on Deal or No Deal, who sits in the cave and just in the office and yells at everyone. They all seem scared of daddy.
Yeah.
Where is he? That's your daughter. Go on the freaking show. You're not that big time.
He is, though.
David Beckham would go on for his kid.
I don't know. He's the girl. Well, that's different. He's a famous person, you know? I think he's like a Hall of Famer kind of vibe. I think he's
Gemma, it just makes me feel like Dorian. Daddy vibe. Daddy. My parents would do anything. They'd come visit, you know, and your parents too. I guess it doesn't matter how famous somebody. Your dad would be there in a heartbeat, no matter what. Don't even say that.
If I was like, I'm on a reality show and you got to come on, he's like,
no, he would be there in a heartbeat supporting you. No way. And the mom, I don't know. I'm fascinated with Gemma and the family. Her and Luca are supposedly fighting already.
You know who I loved was Luca's mom. That she was silver. Outfit she was wearing, the sunglasses, she's a vibe. She gives, see, this is where I thought almost maybe they could be compatible. Like, she gives off money vibes, like she would be okay.
I didn't get that.
Wealthy. Oh, okay, that's kind of what I got. Fascinating. Like, that she'd be like, she'd be,
oh, I got like a little cottage woman on the coast of like a little
in her
green
silver
pasture.
Sparkly dress with like her fan.
I hate Luca so much. I look at her as a failure.
God,
I can't stand him.
I don't think he's that bad. I really, I just.
You're on a game show. Fair. Gemma's obviously trying to. Gemma, I believe, didn't have to lick Adam, but you know, it is what it is. They're on a game show, I guess. I mean,
well,
it just
deeply
be licking
insecure,
each other, right? I can't handle
he
that.
Knows.
It's so annoying.
It'd be like
man.
If I was dating Drake or something. You know, you're just trying to cling on for the ride. Like, you're trying to do whatever you can to survive.
I don't mean to say I hate Gemma so much, but. I just would like to see some more personality. What's going on in that brain? Or is it just mm-hmm. dead air like she comes across? I like when she told Paige she's pretty and stuff, but that's about it.
God, I thought she gave great advice like throughout the show.
Yeah, very but after self-aware. A while, it's like she thinks she's so fucking top dog boss. Like, show some vulnerability. You're not that perfect. It just comes across like
people,
a little bitch.
Like,
no one's that perfect.
No, not perfect, but some
that's
people
what she comes
are just
to me.
Privileged. And that
right,
she,
that's what it
the
comes
self-confidence
across.
She has is built from privilege. Do you know what I mean? Like she has, like you said,
which is
she's
obnoxious
never had
to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It comes across know. Really it, like she would not be nice to the average person, which you're not uh-huh. raised right then. And uh-huh. maybe I'm wrong, uh-huh. you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't you gotta get that vibe. Be... I still love her, but I didn't
yeah,
love that.
I hate her. I don't know why
I can
turned.
Tell. I can tell you
because of Luca, her choices. But she's cute. She's very pretty. I hated her black dress.
Yeah,
Tasha's got a body on her.
Yeah, she does.
Those
so does
for
I
those too.
I mean,
speeches.
What the hell?
Yeah, I like the out of the four dresses at the end. Okay, so when they do the stupid speeches, which I fast forward through, except for Ikensu and Davide are the only ones I watched.
Yeah,
which is fascinating. It's I crazy. Know, we're same. Right on tune with the UK people.
Yep. Look at us.
Who's your loved favorite it. Dress out of that?
Oh, I didn't even pay attention to them. I really didn't.
Oh, and they walk out in the forge in the thing.
I honestly,
oh my God.
The last episode to me is like American Idol finale. I'm going to the last 30 seconds. I don't even like the rest of it is noise.
Tasha was wearing a beautiful India looked like a bride. And Gemma is drop dead gorgeous and she should be wearing, she should slut it up way more,
yeah.
which I do give, you know, she's very, I guess, just conservative maybe. And then Ekansu was wearing a Angelina Jolie, like her vagina was pouring out. She must have.
Yeah. That was good.
No beef curtains down there.
I love that.
And then the final dresses. I didn't love Ekin's little 60s little shimmy dress. I think that was an odd pick for a finale.
That's the vibe though right now.
Kind of dated.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? To look like Twiggy?
Style. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Coming back in the UK, I think.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't there's always a point when Love Island, like last night Love Island's over. I'm like, what do I watch now?
I know. Now you're on to Manti Te'o.
And now we're going to talk the Manti Te'o documentary.
I'm that's causing some buzz. It sounds depressing, but maybe it's more interesting what it is.
We'll see. I'll give it a preview for us and tell you if I think we should watch it.
Okay.
I watched something so fucked up that you can absolutely not watch on Netflix
with
other people. It was very good. It was three episodes called like I Killed My Father or something.
Oh, yeah. I won't be watching that.
Really good, about a kid who was essentially kidnapped by his father and like taken away from his entire family and like lived in seclusion and then killed his dad.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was very uplifting.
I like Dami and his family. I like Dami's the way he sits around and just comments about things. He's very funny. I'm sure in real life he's a hoot. And I like that him and Paige were best friends. There's a lot we miss on like the unseen bits or whatever. Yes. Out of time in my life.
Yeah, I'm never gonna watch those ever. But I think what you said about Dami a few weeks ago, you may be right. I know
it's screwing with my head too, but
it's at the back
but then
of my
it's
head.
Like maybe it's a young thing.
Yeah, maybe it's a youth. That's right.
I know. We'll see. Deji was cute. I like him, and Deji was wearing like this bright pink headscarf. That, and I love when a man wears like a feminine color
vibe.
Like that.
Yeah.
I did too.
Oh, is he still like with him? What's her face?
Did no, they broke up. The new girl.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
India and Dami are still together.
Yes. I think all the
I just checked their Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw it.
Well, I'm really happy that they won. I love
me too.
Ekin Sue. I'm glad she's America's sweetheart.
Money. 50K? What is that?
And then they don't do the thing where they say, are you going to share it or keep it?
Yeah, they should do that. That would be great.
Remember? They used to do that. Remember?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Did they?
But they dropped that.
That's like on the challenge.
I feel like a few seasons. The first
Island?
Season we watched, that's what they did.
Oh, damn. Yeah, they need to bring that back. Well, guys, we hope you enjoyed.
Who was the very
Love
first
Island
season
train.
That we won? Tommy?
That we watched? I think it was Tommy and Molly May. Huh. God, what a great season. All right. We
that
love you guys.
Great.
We hope you enjoyed it. You can still watch it. Get into it. All 60 episodes. We'll be back.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.